Finn Harps were once again left counting the cost of a lack of firepower and attack, following a game which, quite frankly, they should not have lost. But lose it they did, the visitors stealing all 3 points with a goal 8 minutes from time from Stephen Confrey. The fact that Confrey's effort was spilled into his own net by the unfortunate Harps goalkeeper Sean Patton simply rubbed salt into the wounds. It was Rovers' first effort on target in a game that was bossed by Harps. Ollie Horgan's men created all the chances, the majority of them coming in the second half. But they were to draw a blank for the third game in a row, and paid the ultimate penalty when Confrey struck for a fortunate late winner. Not for the first time this season, Harps ended the game with only 10 men. Paddy Mealy guilty of picking up a needless second booking 10 minutes from the end, following a late challenge on the Shamrock Rovers goalkeeper Shane Fagan. His manager suggested afterwards that the sending off in no way led to Harps conceding a short time later, but Harps will be counting the cost of Mealy's suspension in the weeks ahead. Sean Patton's inclusion on Friday night was one of a number of changes that Horgan implemented. He also went with four at the back, and the change in formation seemed to work well as Harps got at their opponents from early on. Pat McCann went closest to an opening in the first half, one long-range effort drawing a fine stop from Fagan. In the second half, Rory Keating had a couple of decent openings. McCann went close again with a header, while Sean McCarron shot wide at the back post when he looked destined to score. But it was to prove a frustrating night for Harps, who conceded the only goal of the game on 82 minutes. They now drop into the bottom two in the division, and they've another run of away games to come, starting on Monday evening with an EA Sports League Cup match in Galway, before away games against Cove Ramblers and Galway again. Final score from Finn Park, it was Finn Harps 0, Shamrock Rovers B 1.